Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Oak River. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Gabby. So the verse that I'm going to talk about today is like a plethora of verses, but it's okay. It's basically the story where Jesus meets the woman at the well. So I'm going to do John 4, 10 to 14, just to cut it as short as possible. And Jesus replied, "If you only knew the gift God has for you and who you are speaking to, you would ask me, and I would give you living water." "But sir, you don't have a rope or a bucket," she said, "and this well is very deep. Where would you get this living water? And besides, do you think you're greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us this well? How can you offer better water than he and his sons and his animals enjoyed?" Jesus replied, "Anyone who drinks of this water will soon become thirsty again. But those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It comes from a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life." So this verse I have been stuck on for like almost a year now. And it's very nice for me to use as a refresher that like the things that I think are important sometimes really aren't. And focusing on the things that God gives me rather than the things that I want or think I need changes my perspective on everything going on. So we're going to invite you to stand up with us in worship and just drink up the water that God gives us this morning.
Everybody's got a story. Everybody's got a song. Everyone's a little different, but we all went wrong. And a Savior came, and he took the blame, changed everything. And a Savior came, and he took the blame, changed everything. I can sing about his forgiveness. I can praise him till the sun goes down. I can say that I am a witness. I was there when his love came down. Yeah. Love came down on me. Love came down. Love broke through my darkness. I can finally see. Paid the price for my freedom. No more chains on me. Yeah. It's the Savior came, and he took the blame, changed everything. Since the Savior came, and he took the blame, changed. I can sing about his forgiveness. I can praise him till the sun goes down. I can say that I am a witness. I was there when his love came down. Yeah. I can sing about his forgiveness. I can praise him till the sun goes down. Say that I am a witness. I was there when his love came down. Love came down on me. His love came down on me. Love came down like a rushing river.
Love came down on me.
Love came down like a summer rain.
Love came down on me.
Love came down and broke through my darkness.
Love came down on me.
Love came down, it came down, it came down on me. Yeah.
I can sing about
praise Him till the sun goes down. Yeah. I can say that I am a witness. I was there when His love sang again. I can sing about His forgiveness. I can praise Him till the sun goes down. I can say that I am a witness. I was there when His love came down. Yeah, love came down. Love came down on me. Love came down, yeah. His love came down on me. Yeah. Love came down on me.
So I could sing about His forgiveness and I could praise Him till the sun goes down. And I was just reading Psalm 9 right before we started. It said, I will praise You, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all Your wonders. I will be glad and rejoice in You, and I will sing praise to Your name, O Most High. Yes, Lord. I don't know why that hit me.
There is not a man or a beast, nothing on the land or underneath. Oh, nothing that could ever come between love You have for me. I could lay my head in Sheol. I could make my bed at the bottom of the darkness deep, but there is not a place I could escape You. Your heart won't stop coming after me. Your heart won't stop coming after me. Your heart won't stop coming after me. Now there is not an angel of the stars. There is not a devil in the dark. Nothing that can change the way You are. Love You have for me. Now I could leave my head in Sheol. I could make my bed in the bottom of the darkness deep, but there's a place I could escape You. Your heart won't stop coming after me. Your heart won't stop coming after me. Your heart won't stop coming after me. Your heart. Your heart won't stop coming after me. Your heart won't stop coming after me. Your heart won't stop coming after me. Your heart.
afraid. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand, stand by me. Oh, now when the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. As you stand, stand by me. Oh, won't you stand by me? Yeah, stand by me. Oh, stand. Oh, stand. Stand by me. Yeah, won't you? After me, your heart won't stop coming after me. Your heart won't stop coming after me. Yeah, your heart won't stop coming after me. Your heart won't stop coming after me. Your heart won't stop coming after me. Sing that. Your heart won't stop. Your heart. Yeah, your heart. Coming after me.
You never leave me.
Heart won't stop coming after me.
You never leave me.
No, heart won't stop coming after, coming after me.
A favorite preacher that I listen to a lot, and the thing I like about him isn't that he's, you know, has it laid out 3 points and all that stuff. The thing I like about him that every time I listen to him, he has a treasure buried somewhere. I know he's got it somewhere in there, and I have to listen from the very beginning to the very end, because sometimes it's at the start and sometimes it's at the finish and sometimes it's buried right in the middle. And I feel like worship's like that. It's like get in at the start, go all the way to the end, but in the middle, watch, because God has a treasure buried in there for you. Because where did that preacher learn that from? He got it from the Lord, right? So as you're going through worship, listen and watch. Be attentive, because the Lord is present and he has a treasure buried somewhere for you that could be life-changing, life-saving. So stay at it. Stay in there. Don't be distracted. Fix your eyes on him and watch what he'll show you today.
Of love. Oceans of love can never contain all of your love, forever untamed. With one final breath, vanquished my death and laid to rest all my transgressions. There in the tomb, broken and bruised, every disease, all heaven broke through. I was dead in my grave, but you swallowed my plague, poured out your blood for my transgressions. Let it be all that I am, all that's within. Let it be Jesus. Let it be Jesus. Let it be Jesus. Only Jesus. All that I am, all that's within. Oceans of love, oceans of love could never contain all of your love, forever untamed. With one final breath, you vanquished my death and laid to rest all my transgressions. There in the tomb, there in the tomb, broken and bruised, for every disease, all heaven broke through. I was dead in my grave, but you swallowed my plague, poured out your blood for my resurrection. Let it be Jesus. Let it be Jesus. Only Jesus. All that I am, all that's within. Let it be my last, death is no more. A trumpets will sound to carry me home. What joy there will be when I see your face, with shouts of triumph and bellows of you are, ever you are, a king of this heart, forever Jesus. Sing that with me. Wherever you are, forever king of this heart, forever Jesus. Yeah, forever you are king of my heart, forever Jesus. Forever you are. Forever. forever, forever and ever, forever, Jesus. All that I am, all that's within, let it be Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Forever, Jesus, yeah. We sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ever and ever, He's the King of our hearts. Close your eyes and sing that as loud as you can. Come on. Yeah,
hallelujah. 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 Thank you.
faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness.
Beautiful Father.
Now I
things, God. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is the healer. He is the deliverer. He is the chain breaker. Oh, yes. Yeah, we say yes and amen, Father. I'm led to read something just now that I've written years ago in the presence of the Lord. You know, I just sat down with the pen and page. And I'm led to read this. So, I believe people are going to be set free from this because this is anointed. It really is. So, Father, you take priority over my needs. My love for you eliminates my anxiety or fear, and my thankfulness eliminates my discouragement. I trust your plan for my life so I could rest in you. Now, my prayer for you, Father, is that your will be done. Thank you for this peace that is only from you. I ask for your miracles because I'm fully assured that your agenda is grace. Thank you, Lord. So, Father, I thank you and I praise you. And I ask for your liquid love to pour out over your children right now. That the stress and anxiety would leave right now in Jesus' name. So peace to you. Peace to you in Jesus' name. And freedom to you and your family in Jesus' name. Amen, Jesus. Okay. I'm going to pray over the offering. You can tell I like to write things down. Father, we love you and we are so very thankful that you love us. You have blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, and you gave us authority to bring heaven to earth. So right now, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I call upon every spiritual blessing from you, Father, as we give our tithes and offerings from a sincere and a desperate heart that longs for your presence. Open and enlighten the eyes of the hearts of the givers and the receivers of these gifts. I declare peace of mind and hope that does not disappoint. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.